Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
All right, welcome back to the third hour of the Chase and Big Joe Show right here at 102.5 The Game, brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel. Chase McCabe off today, Dr. Crane in studio, Parker Kelly behind the glass. The sad news today, it came out about 1 o'clock that Dolly Parton has passed away, 80 years old. All the tributes happening across social media, well-deserved. TV stations going to wall-to-wall coverage, well-deserved, all deserved for that magnificent, beautiful woman that we love so much. We're taking your thoughts, 615-737-1025. Text and call in. Our good friend Greg Pogue is on the phone. Greg, good afternoon, man. What's happening?
You know, I've listened the last hour. You always can remember where you were when you heard things like this. I was in the parking lot of White House Heritage High School at 1 o'clock, and I heard when you came on right before your interview with Tim, and I've heard the entire hour and everything. And, you know, you asked a question a moment ago, you know, what deaths impacted you. John Prine, for me, being, you know, a Western Kentucky boy, Mueller, you know, his whole life, you know, was sort of woven around mine in a lot of ways. But this one, though, I didn't think I would react the way I'm reacting. I mean, I'm crushed. And this isn't about me and my reaction, obviously.
Sure.
But I underestimated what my reaction would be. Because, you know, it came out of left field. I don't know if you've been sick or not, whatever. But, and then your treatment of it and everyone's treatment of it, that I can't singularly think of one person on this planet outside of the one that died for us that's had more impact than she has in every area. Savvy business person, amazing talent, and she was not so self-absorbed that, I mean, the book deal alone, the imagination book thing, that's even that, we can just put that over in the corner as being amazing, and then it just, you go through a Rolodex of her amazing things that she did, and I guarantee you 80% of them we don't even know about.
Right, that's a good
so
point.
I just wanted to thank you for your treatment this hour. I've been in the car the last hour, and I was surprised that I shed a tear. And so, thank you.
You got it, buddy. Appreciate you, Greg. Thank you, man. Greg Pogue, wing in, 615-737-1025. You know, I mean, that's the thing, is that you talk about all that she's done. And listen to her, I mean, the story of growing up dirt poor, making your way to Nashville and nobody knows who you are, self-taught on guitar and all that stuff that goes on. You become that. That is the American dream. Am I missing something on this?
No.
How many people told her no?
Probably a lot.
A lot.
A lot.
You're dumb. Go back home. Women can't make it. You're too pretty to be here. Get out. How many? I'm sure there was thousands that told her that. But you know what she didn't do, though? She never quit. She never quit. Once you quit, you're done. She never quit.
Kept going forward. And the crazy thing about that is when you go and look at her Grand Ole Opry debut, at the age of 13, Johnny Cash introduced her.
Was it right? I didn't know that.
Yeah, at the age of 13. And she think was at one time the youngest person to ever debut at the Omni, and now
Omni.
Excuse me, Grand Ole Opry.
She come
me.
To Omni too.
At the Grand Ole Opry, right? And now it's an 11-year-old. So still, she goes down in history as one of the best of all.
I did not know that. No, I mean that's it. And she comes here and finds Porter Wagoner, writes a few songs. Next thing you know, boom, and became an absolute legend. You know, she was in 9 to 5. She was in the movie with Stallone. That was Rhinestone, which was terrible, but it was our movie, and we laughed about it. And I remember going to see Stallone, the premiere at Opry House in 1984, and saw Dolly for a brief second, walked in. Stallone came out and said, yo, to all of us when he was, you know, top of the world, the movie star. But She laughed. But there was a funny line that she had at the Opry a couple years ago. She came on stage and somebody was like, "Hey, Dolly, we love you." And she replied, "I thought I told you to stay in the trunk." It's just off the cuff. Just it's a line we would use, right?
Yeah.
It just made me laugh.
Like, once again, being so relatable to the just working audience of the world.
It is, right?
Our game and text lines are driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Going back to our phone lines, Eric is on the line. Let's talk about Dolly. Eric, what you got?
You know, just hearing that she passed is real sad. But you were talking about deaths that came close. Somebody may have mentioned this. I don't know. I may have missed it. The only other person I could think of that probably came close to this may have been Elvis Presley when he died in the late 70s. I was about 13 years old, of course, when that happened, so that tells you my age. But that's the only one I could think of that probably comes to close, maybe in this area, that was beloved and everything like that. Maybe it's Elvis. The one death that probably impacted me the most when he passed away was Muhammad Ali when he died and all the health issues and stuff that he had later on in his years. Guys, those are my thoughts. Guys, y'all take care, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you, Eric. Always good to hear from you, buddy. Hope you're doing well. 615-737-1025. Mike on the text line says, so back in the late 90s, I met her at Loveless Cafe. My aunt's worked there for the past 25 years, and her and her brother came in, and her brother raised game chickens, and so did we. So I got talking and hung around for a good bit of an hour. And so, you know what, Mike? That's a great story to sit around and you talk chickens with Dolly Parton. That's pretty badass, right? That's very good. Something to do. 6727 says, yeah, one of my favorite movies is The Best Little House in Texas. It's just such a good movie. 9708 says, Stallone's Drinkenstein from Rhinestone is very underappreciated. 9708, that was really a bad movie, but we love Dolly. We're not going to talk about that today. Nevada Josh, rest in peace, Dolly. It's sad, but she's lived 90% of her life. Most of us don't get to do that. Agreed. And her impact is was well known. I mean, again, with the Imagination Library, 270 million books. When did that start again, you said?
95 was the Imagination Library.
Bet you got... Did you get read to? Probably parents read to you a couple of Dolly
in passing, parts. Absolutely.
Sure they did. I signed up for it every month. It would pop in. There it was. 202-2022. My grandmother owned a clothing boutique named Carol Lee's at the old Nashville airport. Dolly would stop and shop there when she flew out. I was probably 5 or 6 and hanging out when Dolly came in. She gave me a huge hug. It was so sweet, like she'd known me my whole life. Obviously, never forgot that moment, Aaron. And that's what you're talking about, relatable, right?
Yeah, just being relatable to the common human being that is working to her song, 9 to 5 in some cases. Back to our phone lines, Harry Metal Henry wants to weigh in on Dolly Parton. Harry Metal Henry, how we doing, buddy?
Afternoon, boys. Did y'all ever see her appearance on Jimmy Fallon when she told the story about the bear in the cage at the market?
No, did not.
So... where she grew up, there used to be this market, and they had a black bear in the cage, and people would come by and feed it snacks, but one thing it really loved the most was coats. So she was there feeding them some coats and stuff. She said, sure enough, one of these stupid old rednecks came by and slipped the bear some gas, and she couldn't believe it. So the bear just starts going insane crazy and breaks himself out of the cage and starts running down the street for about, I don't know, 20, 30 yards, and then he just falls over right there. And Jimmy said, oh, my God, did he die? She said, no, he ran out of gas.
Oh, my gosh.
Is he gone?
I think he's gone. Thank you,
wow, Herb. That was quick.
That was quick.
I was going to follow up if that was the same interview when he was on when she was on Fallon about the song that's unreleased that's now, I guess, covered on Dollywood's property.
Time Capsule.
Yeah, the Time Capsule. You know what I'm talking about?
I do not. You brought it up earlier, but I do not
you
know.
Didn't see that?
Did not, but
I think it was on a late night show. It might have been Fallon.
Okay.
I'll have to double check.
Maybe you can double check that. Mike says, since I had kids, they have to be my greatest accomplishment, but I promise drinking coffee with Dolly Parton and talking chickens, God could have took him here. He could have taken me right then. Oh, Mike, that's awesome. Thank you, buddy. 4836. Again, your Dolly Parton thoughts, 615-737-1025. Please call or text. We love reading these. 4836 has had the honor of seeing Dolly on her Pure and Simple tour in November 2016 in Pensacola. Always be one of the best shows I've ever been to. Amen on that, buddy.
So that time capsule will not be opened up until 2045, and she would have been 99 at that time.
Oh, wow. Okay. Interesting.
So it's called The Secret Song.
Joey from Gallatin, when Ozzy died, I felt like a part of me died with him. I went on a week-long bender, ending with me giving up drinking after over 10 years. That a boy, Joey. August 8th was my first year sober. Very sad hearing the news about Dolly. God bless you, Joey, man. I that's awesome to do that, and we're proud of you, man, for putting that down and living a good life, man. Thank you for that. So, yeah, continue to weigh in, 615-737-1025. Back with more after this. Chasing Big Joe Schreider, 102.5 The Game. Dolly Parton met the CMA 1989, I think it is.
Correct.
If you've never seen that, go watch that performance. It's amazing how passionate that song is, her singing it, the choir behind her. Beautiful. Dolly Parton passed away today at the age of 80 years old. We're taking all your tributes and reaction, 615-737-1025 for that. So many texts have come in just talking about the impact and how it's just a sad day. And it really is a sad day because, I mean, she's just larger than life, man. I mean, this is really, I don't know, it's very surreal because she's so iconic, such a part of our lives, right? I mean, I don't know her. I've met her one time. And so, but still, just, I don't know. I just, that's an impact that you hope to have on people.
Exactly. You want to be able to leave behind a legacy that kind of continues on just for generations. And kind of the point, I know I keep bringing up the time capsule song, but it's not going to be open up until 2045. I mean, I'm not saying once it turns 2045 and then 2046 when the song is out and they, you know, remember her and so forth. That legacy is going to live on and on and on because you still have Dollywood. Again, to your point on the Imagination Library, I mean, there are certain aspects to her career that she kind of put into a staple on the everyday life of a human being that will be around for generations to come.
Indeed. 615-737-1025, your reaction. Please call or text in. We're going to read these. I mean, I'm not talking. I'm not going to talk sport. I don't care about Cam Ward today. I don't care that Jared Curtis is not the starter. It doesn't. I mean, this is – she was in her backyard, just, you know, lived out in Brentwood. I mean, just so iconic. Dave says, when it comes to people that I've idolized or respected outside of family and friends that bothered me when they left us, for me, it was Robin Williams. But now I have to add Dolly. She was the classiest of ladies in history, so loved. Amen to that, Dave, with all that. So, yeah, the news came out about 1 o'clock that we got it then. What's funny is, not funny, but just like at one time, like the news, all the news stations broke in, the national news broke in, social media, everything happened, and they're still going strong about this. It's tough. I mean, for another iconic person that would pass away that deserves this. She deserves all this and more.
Yeah, like you said, I mean, she was just like one of us, and she dedicated her time to making sure that, you know, you can be a people person. You don't have to be, you know, reserved away from everybody else.
Right. I'm trying to read some of these. Reba had a long tweet that came out about Dolly. You know, and Vince, our buddy Vince, sang on the album with her. And
that's correct. She did that beautiful rendition of Whitney Houston's song, I Will Always Love
No,
You.
No, that's Dolly's song.
Well, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, right. Vice versa, excuse me. But, no, it was a just beautiful, beautifully sang. I mean, and then she was on, I think, the remix of Country Road, the John Denver song.
Should be.
With Willie Nelson and a few others. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. I mean, definitely a pioneer, not of only to the country music aspect of it all, but just to business in general.
Yeah, Reba says, well, I just got the news that my buddy Dolly passed away. Oh, to the higher and greater side, Dolly, thank you for all the wonderful things you did for us on earth, your love, your music. You gave us so much with your huge, huge heart. There'll never be another you. We, in the tweet, there we go. We will remember and cherish every memory and every note you ever played and sang. Thank you, Lord, for Dolly. She's going to have a blast in heaven singing all of her favorite songs with all her family and friends who have gone on before her. I'll never forget the first time I met you. I'll never forget our last conversation. Hold it with love in my heart. I'll always love you, Reba, and all the other great tributes are going in for her. But I I'm a big fan of the what if journey. And what if that it's in Sevierville they were told her, just stay here. You're never going to make it. Just stay here. We would have been robbed of the greatness that is Dolly Parton. Robbed of all that. Had somebody gotten her ear and said, you got this. Whether it's God, her mom or dad, her somebody told her and said, you got this. Go do it. Go fail. Go fail. If you're going to fail, fail at something you love.
Exactly.
Don't fail at something you don't love. That's easy to do. And then, but somebody spoke to her and said, so the what if journey's always got me like, in Nashville's been a what if journey for Kenny Chesney, Garth Brooks, I mean, Conway Twitty, throughout history, people have come here. So take the step. We'd have been robbed of all these songs and the beauty had she not taken that step.
A quote from Dolly Parton just in years past. The way I see it, if you want the rainbow, you got to put up with the rain. And I think that just, yeah. Talk about speaking volumes. That definitely hits.
That is.
Can you believe that?
Yeah. And yeah. Think about her, you know, in the late 60s driving from Sevierville. Did we have I-40 then in the late 60s? Hell, I don't know.
It's way before here. My time. I don't know.
Getting to Nashville?
1959 was her Opry debut.
No.
No? At the age of 13? You sure?
Is that right? No, it can't be. Did she come down and do that? I don't think so. Is that right?
I'm about to double check.
I thought she moved here when she was 16 or 17.
Says here 1959, appeared on the Grand Ole Opry at age 13.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I did not know that.
So there you go. Moved to Nashville in 1964.
Okay, that's it. When she was 18.
After her high school graduation.
That was it.
Yep.
Imagine that. Don't know anybody. Moved to town.
And then 3 years later, you debut your first album. Hello, I'm Dolly.
God bless her. I tell all the time, just go for it, man. Empty the tank and go for it.
Yeah. Because, look, you don't want to live with regret, right?
I've said I don't want to be the guy on the bar stool at 57 like, I wish I'd have done that. No, man. No wishes, no regrets. Just go for it. So just sad news. And, would we stop the show for anybody else? I don't think so, right?
And to continue your sentiment there about just going for it, another quote from Dolly says, find out who you are and do it on purpose.
Yes. Mike has sent us some great pictures of a young Dolly Parton with her brother and the chickens. That's Mike. Thank you for those, man. That's really cool with all that to talk about that. All right, we'll take another break. Come back, 615-737-1025. Let us know your thoughts about Dolly. A very sad day here on August 25th as Dolly Parton has passed away at 80 years old. Nashville Predators had a statement there as well. I mean, our thoughts with Dolly and her family. And they'll be happening all day long as we mourn the passing of Dolly Parton. This is the Chasing Big Joe Show, 125 The Game. All right, welcome into the Chasing Big Joe Show. React to the news that the iconic, the beautiful Dolly Parton passed away. We got news about 1 o'clock today, 80 years old. And it's just sad. Taking your reaction online, on text, phone call 615-737-1025. Let's go to our good friend Adam in Portland. Adam in Portland, good afternoon, buddy.
Man, I feel like Dolly should have lived to like 110. She deserved 110, man. It's crazy. And she's, you know, one of the baddest women that's ever lived. But she also hits that category of, like, everything. She's never hurt anybody. You'll never hear anybody say a negative thing about her.
Right.
And, like, my kids have books, like that Dolly Center. They ain't asked for them. Like she wants kids to be smart. Like, just hearing her negotiate with dudes. Like, she stand up to any dude in any room. So it's a sad day, dude. Like, that's a very pure soul that just went to heaven. And man, it's a bummer for us.
Well, you make a good point because she's like, and I, this kind of comparison is really silly, but it's like your puppy dog, man. You love your dog because it's just pure love. And that woman was just like pure love, right? He's gone. But he would agree with me.
No,
was shaking his head.
I agree. It's the, just a pure, heartfelt human being. And to Adam's point, yeah, a soul lost here, but definitely enjoying heaven for sure.
Oh, absolutely it is.
It's so tragic. And the one thing that I just don't like in today's day and age, obviously everybody's guilty of it, is the cell phone. I feel like the cell phone kind of desensitizes the losses of great human beings in this world. So, you know, if you have time, you know, just get off your phone and really appreciate the wonderful work that Dolly Parton kind of paved the way for a lot of young human beings in this world.
Look at you being a proud old man. I like that.
Just saying.
To do that. But, you know, George Jones has a song that came out in the mid-80s called, and I love George Jones, called Who's Gonna Fill Their Shoes? And that song came out in the mid-80s. I was like, ah, well, you know, whatever, figure it out, blah, blah, blah. And now it's like, Who? Right? I mean, George Jones passed away in 2013, Conway Twitty in 93, I think Waylon in 2002, Johnny Cash 2003, Kris Kristofferson a few years ago. I mean, who's going to fill those shoes?
You have to – that's why you look at – and this just means I'm a big country music fan. There are a lot of the older generation of country music stars that are slowly, I guess – what's the best way to put it? Not maturing, but kind of helping the younger generation of country music, guiding them in the direction of you're the next chapter. You're taking this tradition over. And I think that's something that the genre of country music has done a good job with.
Well, I know Willie's still alive. He's 90-something.
Four?
But, yeah, like that. But is our buddy Vince Gill, is he the torchbearer? I mean, he's been, right, for a while. Vince Gill's been the guy that's carrying the torch. I mean, Dolly was like the one, and Willie the one, but Vince was the one, like, boots on the ground here, like carrying the torch of country music.
100%. I can't agree with that anymore. I mean, he is the torchbearer for that genre. 100%.
You just repeated what I said.
I know, but, well, I mean, you're correct. I mean, I don't know what to say. No, you're wrong. No, I think he does a really good job with, and like he said before, to Chase and yourself on these airwaves, keep doing it until they stop calling.
Right.
And I think that speaks volumes to what Dolly did. She just kept doing it until people stopped calling on her.
I get Channel 4 keeps showing this interview with Dolly, and it's like Holly's big moments with Dolly. We don't care, right? I don't care that you had. Stop making it about yourself. Celebrate this wonderful. I'm turning the channel. This is ridiculous.
I don't want to be that guy, but
I am. I'm that guy.
No, I'm just going to point something out. They said previously recorded. So what they did is they went back in their packages, grabbed it out of the Rolodex and just played.
Well, when I worked in news, there was an obit file of people that when somebody passed away, you knew that you could put it on there immediately. And it was, it's very weird to do those, but it's very necessary because that's your news. I mean, that's the job to put it out there and go with it.
I mean, you got to be prepared for everything at all costs.
Right, you do.
So it makes sense.
I can't read my glasses. I got a bunch of text coming in.
That's okay. Go ahead and put your glasses.
You can read the text line there for me, buddy.
I appreciate that, Joe. No problem. Duskin in Hopkinsville says, Nick, I could not agree more. Get rid of the social media. The world's problems are 90% taken care of. He's spot on. And that, I mean, to my own words, yeah. These phones that we use, they listen to us. They get all of our fast food orders when we need them, the Uber Eats or whatever you call it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, in grand scheme of it all, go outside, enjoy the nice weather, and just truly appreciate God's work and allow the time to really reflect on the passing of Dolly Parton, because when you're out in nature, especially for a lady like her, you know, legacy she's leaving behind, growing up in Sevier County in East Tennessee, that's basically what it is, the great outdoors, the beautiful work of the Lord, and to be able to kind of be one with the nature and be one with the great spirits in heaven, I think that's just a beautiful thing to do.
You know, this is equal to me when not the same level because they had the same different accomplishments, but when Pat Summitt passed away, I knew she was sick because she had Alzheimer's, and I've been through that road, and I was like, this is like, because the just how iconic she was and the impact she had. I will tell you, I've been in a room twice where people have been starstruck. One had to do an event with Jim Brown, people starstruck. And then when the Lady Vols were practicing at Trevecca one day for the SEC tournament, there the Lady Vols were practicing. There's a decent crowd there. And then Pat Summitt walked in, and it was just quiet, and everybody was staring at her, and we had to do an interview with her. And she walked over, and my God, she was so gracious and nice. And I said, does this happen everywhere? And this when you I don't know. She's like, these people love my basketball team, love my girls. So I appreciate anytime we get coverage. I was like, very cool. Because she made it not about her when it was absolutely about her. I think Dolly would be the same way. It's not about Dolly. It's not about her. It's about people around her.
But that's what makes those people greater than life.
Yeah.
Is they don't make it about them. It is about the subject at hand. And that's what the Lord calls us to do, is to preach his word, not
amen. And she would, Pat Summitt would have, after the selection show on Mondays in Knoxville, she'd have all the media to her house to eat. So if there's any local Knoxville media people that now live here in Nashville, you know what I'm talking about, they'd all go over there and she'd have a big spread for them. They'd eat and hang out and everything. And I was like, there you go. It's for a few hours just to celebrate your basketball team and have fun and all that, because it's always like, you can't get too close with the whatever, you know. You can still be friends and think the world of them.
And again, that is to the modern day corporate America. That's why nobody can build relationships in media in that way.
Right.
Because there are teams out there, there are organizations that say, look, we appreciate your coverage. That's it. Thank you. Thumbs up.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. I was
there's no way to build a core relationship anymore.
Yeah, that's right. So one of those things. And so again, the news, Dolly passed away at 80 years old. I have not heard people ask me any, sir, I don't know. Where do you hold this?
It's a good question.
The Ryman? I mean, you can't, there's going to be 500,000 people wanting to stop by and pay their respects. You have the Grand Ole Opry? I mean, do you?
I'm looking.
Bridgestone Arena? I mean, I don't, where do you have, I don't know. First of all, we need to rename the airport. I'd get on that like now. I'd have a sign up by 5, Dolly Parton International Airport, done. Nobody's going to disagree with that. Put it up, let it go.
I'm looking here. It says there'll be a private family service held strictly for close family members according to her personal wishes. For public tributes, fans that can just share memories and condolences online, tagging any relative of Dolly Parton's social media platforms, and then donating to her charities.
There's got to be something.
I mean, there has to be.
She's a very humble woman, and then I get that. I get the private. That's
sure.
All perfect. But as far as the public, there's got to be some sort
of
tribute.
I'm sure, like we talked about earlier with the passing of the torch in the genre of country music, I'm sure there's going to be the big faces of country music that honor her at the Grand Ole Opry, the Ryman, any other music venues around the state of Tennessee,
yeah,
especially in Sevier County as well. I'm sure there will be something along those lines.
There's got to be. I mean, I'm trying to think of the last one. George Jones had his, the Opry. What was the one at the Ryman, what, too long ago? So, I mean, there's, unfortunately, they start piling up, and you, one after the other, but I don't, as soon as we hear something, I guess we will have, it wouldn't be today, would it?
No.
I'm still like, when Connor Newt walked in and says, oh my gosh, Dolly Parton, I was like, no way, that doesn't happen. That's not in my lifetime, it's not going to happen. And then you find out that she passed away.
Yeah, and to your point, like you're saying, well, we got to do something about this. Again, back to her philanthropy work of the Imagination Library, it not only was local, it was global. So try to figure out how to honor her in a global setting as well.
Every month, I get a book every month for my kids. Every single, and not just me. I mean, people are texting me like, I remember those books, and they all come in, and it's something. I mean, because she grew up with none of that. You know, a father that was illiterate. I mean, that just wasn't part of what was going on. And she just vowed that kids would learn how to read and give you everything you need to succeed. I mean, that's powerful, powerful to do that. To use your, and use that platform, and simple. And then 270 million books.
It says here in 2015, Jim Ed Brown had a service at the Ryman.
Might have been. He was a pretty good singer. Yep.
So it says there have been a few country bluegrass legends, Earl Scruggs in 2012, Billy Block in 2015. And then at the Ryman, it says Grand Ole Opry star, but at the Ryman, Jim Ed Brown. So
that would be one. All right, we'll take another break. We'll wrap the show up today. Again, the news, Dolly Parton has passed away, 80 years old. We got the news about 1 o'clock today. We're taking our reaction and phone calls on the text line, 615-737-1025. 737-1025. This is the Chase and Big Joe show right here on 102.5 The Game. All right, welcome back to the Chase and Big Joe show. I would always sing this song about Fletcher's Pizza. I'll always love you. The great Dolly Parton passed away today at 80 years old. We got the news about 1 o'clock today. Just a sad day, so we're spending the rest of our show as a tribute to that wonderful, beautiful lady. Let's go to the phone line, 615-737-1025. Dustin from Hopkinsville. What's happening, man?
What's up, guys? Hope y'all are having a decent day. Mine's going pretty well. You know, days like today are sad. They are. But God uses everything in different ways, and today's a good day. Like I said, life's just not about sports. It's something that I'm addicted to this show and listening to you guys every day. I kind of feel like you are a part of the family, but days like today, losing Dolly, you know, I don't know who's going to fill her shoes of what she's done for Tennessee. I'm a Kentucky boy, and I love everything Tennessee but that naughty orange Vols. That's all I don't like. I love the rivers. I love the mountains. I want to retire where Dolly was born, and I just remember Christmases, hearing Dolly's Christmas music, you know, growing up as a kid, hearing her Christmas music, her big smile. She's the type of person that can take a bad time, and she's the one person that I remember to just say something joyful and just turn your day around, no matter what's going on. And if you're not filling those shoes, not this day and age, maybe 20 years ago somebody could have got close, but with Dollywood and everything she's done for your state, Dolly was just great. Great for kids. Kids need people like Dolly, and we lost a good one today. I feel like my wife told me she was having bad health. I don't know what happened, but, you know, just thoughts and prayers with the family and everybody she's touched, you know. We lost a good one, but God's used her. And today reminds you how human we are. Like they saying earlier, touch grass, put the damn phone down. Just quit doom scrolling, spend time with your kids and your family. None of us are getting out alive.
There you go. You're right, buddy.
You're right, buddy.
All right. Thank you, Dustin. Appreciate you, man. Always good to hear from you. By the way, a text line let us know that Johnny Cash introduced a 13-year-old Dolly Parton for a Grand Ole Opry debut in 1959.
Yeah, I mentioned that earlier.
You said Johnny Cash did that?
Yeah, 1959.
Oh, I don't listen to most things you say.
I know, a lot of people don't, but I appreciate it.
Johnny Cash brought Dolly Parton to the stage by telling the audience, "We've got a little girl here from up in East Tennessee. Her daddy's listening to the radio at home, and she's going to be in real trouble if she doesn't sing tonight. So let's bring her out here." Well done, Johnny. And there you go. God, you imagine? Dolly and Uncle Bill Owens secured the guest spot after getting help from friends Carl and Pearl Butler, who convinced Jimmy C. Newman to share one of the Saturday night performance slots. Dolly later shared in interviews that Johnny Cash was the sexiest thing she'd ever seen at that age, making her legendary debut doubly memorable. So that 1959, I didn't know that. Johnny Cash.
Tried to tell you.
Who would you want to introduce you for something big like that? Ah, you're welcome, buddy. I'd love to.
Thanks, Joe. Yeah. No, I would probably say
one of those Italian soccer players you think the world of?
No, I mean, maybe Joe Dubin, actually. Maybe.
If you include me anything like that, I'm going to punch you in the stomach.
No, it'd be my brother. I mean, doesn't have to be of big status. It's my brother.
It's a good question. I have to think about that. Because we had our question of the day, which didn't – we'll get back to that tomorrow.
Yeah.
To do that. But no, I don't – that's still – to. She got Johnny Cash introduced you. I'm trying to think who I would want.
We're talking like celebrities in this case. Like
maybe.
You know what? I will. I'll go with the Warren brothers. Brad and Brett Warren.
Introduce you?
Yeah, I grew up with his son, Sage. Okay. He's now passed on, and think about that guy every day. But, you know, definitely bring up the Warren brothers in this case.
Okay. Maybe. I don't. That's a great question. I can't answer it right now. Introduce. If you're making your Opry debut, I mean, Johnny Cash. If you're making your Opry debut today, would it be the Warren brothers still?
100%.
I don't know who it would be for me.
I'm a loyal guy, and they've been nothing but great to me throughout the years, and the friendship that I had with Sage, these guys are fantastic.
Maybe Garth Brooks. I don't know. Iconic on the level of a Johnny Cash.
Really? Yeah. You're having a hard time with this question.
I am, because I'm not worthy of anything that's decent. So, like, you shake your head, yes, that's okay. I totally agree with that, to do all that. But 1959, that'd have been at the Ryman downtown.
Yeah. You know, if Dean Martin and Frank Sinatra and Sammy Davis Jr. were all still alive, I would say the Rat Pack, but, you know.
The Rat Pack.
That'd be pretty cool.
Did they drink any?
Oh, yeah. Frank Sinatra, big scotch guy. Big scotch.
Oh, I love him.
Sixth grade PowerPoint, never forget it. My teacher said, "Why'd you bring that up?" I was like, it was a key point in the PowerPoint.
You wrote a book report. What grade?
Sixth grade.
Scotch?
Fifth grade. Miss Sambola.
On Frank Sinatra drinking scotch?
Well, it was about the Rat Pack. But I was okay. I'm going to bring this little pinpoint in there, too. It was pretty cool.
Because I'm about to say, that's pretty dadgum good. If you could do that in the fifth grade, could write.
I got an A on it. She's like, well, this is fantastic. Yeah, you're welcome.
Obviously, we're not going to do celebrity birthdays today. Just it's not, because we got has any more come through on the phone lines? I know DVD will be here at 3 o'clock, but
Yep. Welcome
all the response. We got a ton of texts today throughout the show about what Dolly meant to them.
Yeah, no, I mean, Thomas in Nashville says, Joe, I still get those books today for my grandkids. I'm truly blown away by this. She was an amazing human being, and she was, you know, a great entertainer. He said, thanks, guys. This is Thomas on a car phone.
Right. Yeah. I mean, again, we've talked about the Imagination Library with the books that get delivered every month. And I think you still go online and sign up and get the books delivered to you. 270 million books.
Globally.
What a legend for that, to make sure kids get the access to read books. And I'm guilty as charged. Read them all the time to my kids, to my daughter, and to my son. And I would use different voices to my son. I'd read like Hannibal Lecter, and my son loved that. And he's like, Daddy, where's that voice from? I'm like, don't worry about it, buddy. You can learn when you're about 18 or 19, but I would do different voice. Because the books, we get the books, read Dolly Parton's books.
Yeah, and I feel like as a parent, I'm not a parent yet, as far as I know.
You're a parent to Skillet.
Yeah.
That you ended up eating.
Well, that's different. But to your point, though, Joe, as a parent reading to your kids, saying it in different, you know, voices keeps the listenership engaged.
Sure.
You keep your kids engaged. You make it fun. You make reading fun. I think that's the beauty about life, and, you know, especially when you get to be a parent. You make sure your kids have some of the best memories on planet Earth, and that's why Dolly is being remembered as such a genuine and great human being, is because she made millions of kids across the world, because of the Imagination Library,
right,
enjoy their childhood even more.
And Ball, because her dad couldn't read or write. I mean, it's just like, all right, I don't want kids to have to do this, and took that up and really just kind of put it out there, and it had the effect of what it did for so many people. When Thomas says his grandkids got it, I mean, my daughter's got it, for my granddaughter has the books. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, that is how you leave an impact on the world. I mean, I think her songs are great, but that is how you leave an impact with people.
Yeah, well, I mean, yes. I mean, if you're not trying to leave an impact on this world, then you need to reevaluate your goals in life.
Right.
Because I really do think it, and you know this, you said, what, 5% of people hate oxygen in this world?
They'll complain about it.
It is so much easier to be nice in this world.
Right.
And you know what, today, I guess this will be a PSA. Find somebody that you haven't talked to in a while, and or, you know, somebody on the side of the street, just say hi to them. It doesn't hurt to be mean. Or it doesn't hurt to be nice.
Right.
Just say hi.
I told you, there's that Instagram reel where this guy goes around and gives money. And
yeah.
Doesn't give money, helps out people, and... Like, he found a Navy veteran who's 86 years old, works at Lowe's. He's got bills, can't afford his house. And they raised money and paid for his house, and he can retire now. And I was like, that's the main reason I'd want to be rich, is to do that. And then all these people came at me, you're an idiot, you're stupid, nobody cares. I was like, whatever. You know, it just empowered me, because I know that, again, 5% of the people are so against. I don't even know what our out time is.
You're good. You're on time.
Are we? Yeah. What is our out time?
55.
I got 54 on my watch.
Yeah, it's going to get there.
I hope it does.
Look, I'll tell you what. Direction came before time, so don't push the time. Always enjoy direction.
Before time. Now you got my head hurting.
Exactly. I left you with a brain buster for
direction. Is that in Genesis?
No, it's actually truth. It's what actually happened. Direction came before time.
Now I'm going to be consumed with that all day. Why do you do this to me?
Well, because you'll write about it at some point.
I'll try to. All right, now we're good, right? We good now?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay, again, thanks for all the texts and for the phone calls. And again, the news today, Dolly Parton passed away at 80 years old. And we'll have much more for you later on. Again, thanks for everybody to do this. And again, our message every day, we talked about this, about Dolly. Leave a lasting impact. Guys out there, go to therapy. Know how strong and beautiful you are. If you're doing, you hit a wall, just keep going. Know that you are powerful. Know that we love you. More importantly, and I'm sure Dolly would agree to this, more importantly, more than anything else in this world, please know how much God truly loves you. All right, DVD's up next. Thanks, guys.
Hey, guys. Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.